Hello, this is Andy. We've been talking recently about how to sponsor people simply and easily by using the simple inviting formula that I've shared with you. You know, the four-stage inviting formula: greet someone, invite someone, handle any questions and objections, and the final stage is closing to action. And I hope that using this four-stage formula, it's helped you to developing confidence, and to find out that really you can have a comfortable conversation with somebody that leads to you sponsoring them, if indeed they can see that our business can help them achieve whatever they want in life. I'm going to share with you now a fifth stage, and this converts the simple inviting formula to the full inviting formula. And we need this fifth stage when we're talking to people we don't know very well. So there might be people on our Who Do I Know list, but that we don't know very well, or they may be complete strangers. Understanding this next stage to the inviting formula really does make a very powerful tool indeed. It gives you an ability to chat to people and find out if they are a good prospect without them even knowing that you're prospecting them. You do it comfortably, both comfortable for you and comfortable for them. It results in good relationships. It certainly means that you don't do what amateur networkers do and damage relationships. And it means that, if appropriate, you can help somebody achieve what they want in their life. Because remember from previous voicemails, our objective is to help them achieve something in their life, something that they want. This fifth stage actually fits just after the greet stage and before the invite. And it's called the qualifying stage. And we're simply going to ask them a question or two to find out if they qualify to be invited to look at our business. To qualify means, are they willing to be invited? And that's going to be part of our question. And are they really suitable to be invited? What do I mean by suitable? Well, our objective, remember, our long-term objective is to help somebody improve their life. So we need to find out or know if there's something that we can help them improve, that our business can help them improve in their life. And if we can see that, our job then is to help them discover it. So we're going to greet them. And you know the purpose of the greet phrase is to really get them speaking openly with you, to get them focused on the conversation with you rather than whatever else they're doing. So we spend a little bit of time greeting them. It could be quite quick, or it could take a few sentences. However long it takes, the point is that once we've got them speaking openly, we can move on to the next stage. And the next stage is a qualifying question. I'm going to share with you an example of a qualifying question. In fact, I'm going to share three examples with you that give you three further approaches that you can make. These are three example approaches which work absolutely brilliantly, and you can use these as well as the other approaches that I've given you so far. So, for example, let's ring somebody who you know quite well, and they have told you in the past that they want a red Lamborghini. And we're going to ring them up and we're going to greet them. And once we've got them speaking to us openly, we then move from the greet phase to the qualifying phase. And we're going to ask a question. And we say something like, Jim, you know, you once told me you wanted a red Lamborghini. Did you mean it? Now, this is very, very important to say, did you mean it? In fact, this is the clincher question. Because if we simply ask them if they remember saying it, all they'll remember is that they said it. If we ask them, did they mean it, before they can answer us, they're going to actually have to ask themselves internally this same question. Did they mean that they wanted the red Lamborghini? And in order to do that, they are going to have to conjure an image of the thing that they wanted, in this case, the red Lamborghini, in their mind. And by conjuring that image in their mind, it's going to create an emotional response. And so we're now having somebody thinking in an emotional sense about something that they want. So we say, you know that red Lamborghini you've always said you wanted? Did you mean it when you said you wanted it? And they say, well, yes, of course I did. And all I would say then is, great, because I think I found a way for you to get it. We need to get together for a half an hour, 45 minutes, so I can show you what it's all about. got a couple of spots in my diary later on this week, one Thursday, one Friday. Which day is going to be best for you? Now, you'll see that the rest of the formula is the same. I've moved to closing to action. What I did was simply established what they wanted in their mind. You see, the purpose of the qualifying phase is to establish what our prospect wants or needs. Now, establish means, if you don't know somebody at all, establish means to find out what somebody wants or needs. Or indeed, what they don't want or need, because it might be in something in somebody's life that they don't want that is the key to qualifying them. But if you already know a prospect pretty well, you may well know something that they want. Then establish means simply to bring their wants or needs to mind. So in this case, this is an approach that I call the hot button. If you know somebody's hot button, it is probably the most powerful way of approaching somebody. So again, let's say the hot button for somebody is that they want to take their kids to Disneyland, but they haven't yet managed to get the money together to be able to afford it. So we'd ring them up, we'd go through the greeting process, and I'd say, Bill, do you remember you told me you wanted to take your kids to Disneyland? Did you mean it? And Bill's going to say, well, yeah, of course I meant it. I'd love to do that. I say, well, I think I found a way for you to get it. Obviously, I don't know if it's for you, only you can decide that. Again, remember that phrase from last time? Obviously, only you can decide that. But I think if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. I need about half an hour to 40 minutes to get together with you to show you what it's all about. I'd really like to do it this week, if we possibly can. I've got gaps in my diary Thursday, and I wondered if you'd got gaps too. Which would be best for you, at the morning or the afternoon? So again, we've moved straight to closing to action. If they ask questions, we handle the questions in just the same way that I've covered so far, and we move again to close to action. So that's the qualifying stage. In my next voicemail message, I'm going to give you another example, another kind of qualifying question, so that you can turn prospects into distributors. Hope you find that one useful.